Now, the weekend is upon us, and it is time to look ahead to Buffalo Bills football. Joining us for another installment of Beyond the Playbook, Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, the Bills going right back to where they were last week when they played the New York Jets in New Jersey, but this time around, it's the New York Giants.
Yeah, it's only the 14th time they've played each other in nearly 50 years, including, of course, the Bills' first Super Bowl, which I remember as a fourth grader like it was yesterday, but let's not go there. That was then. This is now. But even recently, the Giants are actually on a three-game winning streak against the Bills, who haven't beaten New York in 16 years. While I don't put any stock into that history, it would be nice if the Bills can snap that streak on Sunday. And in a funny quirk in the present, though, because this is the Giants' home opener, and the Bills just came off a week one win over the Jets in the same stadium, Bills players will have played more games at Giants' home field than the Giants have in this young season. And despite the rare matchup between the two, these are two teams that might know each other a little more than you'd expect. And what I mean by that is the background of the head coaches. Both Bills and Giants coaches worked together under Andy Reid from 1999 to 2008 in Philadelphia, with Giants coach Pat Shurmur as an offensive assistant and Sean McDermott as a defensive assistant. It likely gives them a pretty intimate background on each other's style and potential strategy. And as for Shurmur, he poked at Bills quarterback Josh Allen a bit in a press conference this week by responding to the question on why the Giants passed on Allen with the number two overall pick last year. Shurmur replied multiple times that he only thought Allen had just a chance to be a starter in the league. Well, Allen is a starter. And then on Sunday, we'll see if a little extra motivation and doubt helps Allen make Shurmur and the Giants regret passing on him.
Well, that's an interesting connection for sure. Let's now take a look at how you see things playing out on the field on Sunday.
The challenge for the Bills may be in their ability or potential inability to replicate the kind of pressure they brought on the Jets quarterback in week one. Though the sample size is small at one game, the Giants allowed just one sack on 50 dropbacks, and add to that the Giants' ability to run the ball, and it's likely going to present a pretty significant challenge for Buffalo. New York running back Saquon Barkley is arguably the best in the league, and it showed in the Giants' week one loss to the Cowboys, in which he ran 11 times for 120 yards. I still like the Bills here, and they are somewhat surprisingly favorites despite being on the road. The biggest reason why I like their chances is actually their performance against the Jets in week one. And what I mean by that is almost everything that could go wrong offensively did go wrong for Buffalo, yet they were still good enough to win the game. And sure, the defense kept them in it, but when the offense needed to capitalize and get enough points for the win, they did. So it's highly, highly unlikely that the Bills will have that amount of offensive mistakes again this week. I guess what my point is that if they're good enough to win under bad circumstances, how will they do under ordinary circumstances? Never mind how they could look if things really went their way with regard to turnovers specifically. And also, you could see a big game for Josh Allen and also for running back Devin Singletary. The Giants, they gave up over 400 yards passing to Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott in week one. And while Prescott may be better than Allen at this stage and in both of their careers, I don't see Prescott as having established himself as one of the league's elite passers yet. So if he can have any kind of success against the Giants, there's little reason to not expect Allen to have a solid game. And if Allen does perform well, that should open up opportunities for Devin Singletary, who I think will almost certainly see a bigger role this week after putting up 98 yards on only 9 touches in week one. I'm guessing the Bills learned their lesson and won't make the same mistake of not bulking up his workload after that performance. Overall, going to be optimistic again. Like I said, like the Bills' chances in week two, and getting two road wins to start the season would certainly go a long way in showing that this team might be getting just a little bit closer to turning the corner, finally.
Well, we'll see how things play out on Sunday, and we look forward to talking again Monday morning. Matt Sabuda, thanks for going Beyond the Playbook.
Thank you, Jay.